With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump today taking steps to do away with the Education Department. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Delivering on a key campaign pledge, the president signed an executive order
to begin eliminating the Federal Department of Education.
He described the federal agency as wasteful and ineffective.
We're going to be returning education, very simply, back to the states.
However, the president said the federal government will still play a role. Pell Grants, Title I funding, and aid for students with disabilities will be preserved. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a big boost for the housing market.
Home sales rose last month. The increase of more than 4% reported by the National Association of Realtors comes at a time when mortgage rates are easing and more properties are on the market. Sales were lower compared to a year ago. Sales started to slump in 2022 when mortgage rates started to climb. One reason the inventory for home sales has been rising is properties are taking longer to sell. Home prices increased on an annual basis for the 20th consecutive month. The median price is $398,000. I'm Ed Donahue.
New York State's top court has put an end to New York City Democrats' efforts to empower non-citizens to vote in municipal elections. High Court says in a 6-1 ruling, the New York State Constitution restricts voting to citizens. Supporters estimated it would have applied to about 800,000 non-citizens in New York with legal authorization to work in the nation. Republican officials quickly sued over the law, and state courts at every level rejected it. And the family of a former Boeing manager who took his life after being questioned by days from lawyers for whistleblowing has now sued the company. This is SRN News. A new report on the status of the churches in America.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it reveals that 52% of Protestant congregations have been growing over the past 2 years versus 15% that have been declining and 33% that have plateaued, neither growing nor shrinking. Evangelical churches are more likely to be increasing in membership than mainline Protestant ones. The bigger the congregation, the more likely that it is growing, while smaller churches just keep getting smaller. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hungary's ruling coalition submitting a bill to Parliament that would ban gay pride parades. Legislation would make it an offense to hold or attend any events that violate Hungary's child protection statutes, which prohibit the depiction or promotion of homosexuality to youngsters. That new bill is almost certain to pass. This is SRN News.
Stocks edge lower following another reminder that policy changes are underway because of President Trump, along with more signals suggesting the U.S. economy remains solid for now. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% after flipping between modest gains and losses through the day. The Dow slipped by less than 0.1%, and the NASDAQ composite fell 0.3%. Accenture fell to one of the market's larger losses on worries about the hit that it may take to revenue from the U.S. government as Elon Musk leads efforts to cut federal spending. The Dow was down 11 points to close at 41,953. The NASDAQ lost 59 to 17,691. The S&P 500 dropped a dozen points to 5662. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at srnnews.com.